And action! What's up? How's it going? Hiya! Happy Friday! Welcome back to another episode of Written and Directed By. Today's episode includes a whole lot of nonsense that I haven't come up with yet. So if you'll bear with me, and you know how these episodes go, I'm sure you'll have a fun time. So welcome. How was your week? Mine was fantastic. A lot of stress. Very stressful week this week. Very exciting week. Very positive week. It all was good. We had our first investor meeting for the Costa Rica film, and it went fairly well. Didn't go as well as we would hope to, but, you know, it was a very good learning experience on our part. We weren't as prepared as we should have been, and I think we thought we were, but, you know. Stuff happens, and I think moving forward for the next two, that we will be more prepared. Justin is actually in Las Vegas at the moment. He is meeting with another potential investor, so he is off gambling and having all sorts of fun in Las Vegas before his meeting tonight. So. Today may be another quick episode because I'll have to be his oracle from Los Angeles and feed him information through the earpiece type deal in case he might need anything. Our week has just been busy and filled with trying to get our budget ready. There's some things we got to fix. There's some new information that we didn't know about, which is great to like, so that we can add to the budget, so that we know, like, when we do meet with more investors, what they're actually looking for, and like what they require as far as what they require from us as investors, like what they need numbers wise, paperwork wise to see. So. You know, even though our first one didn't go as planned, it was a huge learning lesson, and we know now. We know now what we need to do and how to continue. So, that's good. What else is going on? I started a production company with Justin and another friend. I don't know if I mentioned that last time, but we're working on some stuff. My script is going fantastically. I'm like about 52 pages, so about another 23, give or take. I should be good. Today is what, the 16th? Got about 14 more days, 15 more days to get 20 pages. You know, I could do at least, two pages a day and get it done. Maybe a little more, two or three pages a day and have the thing done by the 30th or 31st, whatever, however many days are in this month. I don't know. They used to have that thing where it's like every other month is 31 days. But last year, I feel like something was off and there was like 3 months with 31 days, and maybe I'm just crazy. I'm probably just going crazy. That's what happens when you move to LA, you just start going crazy and there's nothing you can do about it because that's what happens. But yeah, the script's going well. It's every time I sit down, it gets to a new point that I'm like, oh, I didn't think about it going this way. And sometimes I try to be really reserved. I'm like, no, I don't want that. And I'm like, well, just go with your thought. Write your thought out and see what happens with your thought. And you know, like, this is just the first draft. And if in when you go to type it up, because I write it longhand, I can change it. So I'm not really too worried about finalized ideas. I'm just kind of more worried about the story and how it's playing out. And I think at the moment it's going very nicely. Sorry, I'm adjusting the microphone so that I'm trying to hide my gut. I'm still working off the gut, you know. It's a big thing, and these Starbucks don't really help, do they? I'm sure they don't. Crushed it in the gym last night, so that's good. But yeah, I'm really excited for my script. It's getting there, and there's the light at the end of the tunnel, and I don't want to be morbid with it, like, you know, to, or not morbid, but I don't want to be negative about it. Like, there's the end. I can see the end coming with the script, and it's not something I want to be like that, because I don't want it to be like a laborious. I want it to be something I'm passionate about, and it is, and it's something I am very passionate about. But the last few days I haven't touched it, only because we've been extremely busy. We had our investor meeting. I haven't touched it since Tuesday. And I'll probably get on it tonight, and definitely over the weekend. But I just don't want it to turn into something that makes it feel like work, that I have to do it. And it started to feel that way when I with these 30-minute increments, and they've been going great, by the way, like planning things out in 30-minute increments, and if I need to come back to certain things, I can. But I've been wanting to draw more. I've been wanting to get back into drawing comics. I have this awesome idea for a graphic novel, or a manga. It just depends on the on what fits the style of the story best. Maybe it's even just a novel, or maybe I turn it into a script and it becomes an animated movie or a TV show or something. But I wanted to get back into drawing. I haven't done figure drawing since freshman year of college, and that's 5 years ago now. So, I found this website from this artist on YouTube, and it's a figure drawing website. And so you can choose your increments. You can choose which mode you want it to be, if it's like a free mode or if it's a classroom mode. And you can choose male models, female models, clothed, nude, you know, you can do whatever, pretty much you can structure it however you want. And it's depending on your times, you know, it's a really quick figure sketch. It's really long. And it's been pretty cool, because I haven't done figure drawing in a while, and it's been rough getting back into it. I'm like, I didn't remember how hard it was to capture a figure. And I'm using like a little notebook, so I'm trying to like fit him, and I'm really terrible at proportions and like gauging how much room to leave on the page or where to start on the page to capture the whole figure. It's a whole thing. But I was trying to do it every day, and it started becoming like, oh, do I want to do it? And I realized, I still have this cough. It sucks. I don't know what's going on with my lungs. But so I realized that by doing it every day, especially the figure drawings, that it's becoming one of those things where it's becoming like a job to do. Like, oh, I have to do it. And I realized my goal wasn't to draw figures every day. It was just to draw every day or do something artistic. If it's painting, if it's drawing or sketching or doing figures, faces, you know. And I realized, I'm like, why do I have to stick to figures? You know, it's good to learn figures, because the comic that I want to draw, the story that I have, is very action based. So it's good to know poses and how to like exaggerate poses, which is awesome. So why not do it twice a week? three times a week, once a week, whatever it may be. I just don't want it to be, I don't want it to have to be a job like something, oh, I got to draw figures again. Because then that's not fun. Why do it? Why do the thing unless you have to do it? Unless you're getting paid to do it, it's your job. Unless it's something you have to do, then why do it? You know? I think that's why people give up on things, on goals, because it's like they feel like they have to do it. They feel like they have to do it that specific way. They have, you know, so like, so if I draw today, which I would like to, but today's, I still have a lot of shite to get through. I have to restructure the whole line budget because we didn't. Not that we didn't do it right, or I mean, by we, I mean me, because I did it. Not that I didn't do it right. It's just it needs to be a little bit more structured, so I kind of have to go through it with a fine tooth comb, and make sure everything is perfect, so that we can get the money that we want. But when I do go to draw, I'll focus on something different, and maybe I'll look up courses. Maybe, you know, I'll go on YouTube. I'll look up some tutorials for certain things. I'll go on and learn a new drawing skill. Something that I've wanted to learn. And not doing it for the sake of like, oh, I have to do something. I have to learn something new. I have to keep going with this thing because end of the day, I don't have to. I don't have to draw, you know, although it's something I enjoy doing. It's just the more I force myself into it, the more I dislike it. And it's become one of those things that I haven't done. And I just would like to. And also learning a new skill is amazing. Like, if you listen to Owen's episode on Monday, he was saying that he loves to learn new skills, or whenever he can learn a new skill, it's awesome because it's just another thing to add to the resume for him as an actor. And so why wouldn't you want to learn a new skill to add to your own personal resume as, you know, as anything? Like, who knows in your office if someone's like, hey, can you do, does anyone know how to, you know, how to do, you know, anyone know how to do fucking banners, make like logos? And you're like, I just learned how to do Photoshop and I'm pretty good at it. They're like, fuck you do it, you know, and then you make the banner or whatever. So you never know when learning something new might come into play. So yeah. But yeah, so the time, like the time, my time management has been so much better. I've been getting so much stuff done, and I've become more strict about when I do things. Like when I do decide to, like, okay, enough for today. You can watch TV, and by doing that, it allows me to literally do. Have my whole day, like, it gave me my whole day to accomplish the things I wanted to accomplish, to go to the gym, have time to work on this group, do some drawing, play some guitar, read my one book, my one monthly book, minimum, and, you know, to do whatever else. If I have to edit the podcast, if there's a short film I'm working on that I have to edit, you know, then I still have that time. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It's 10 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock. I can watch TV for 30 minutes for an hour and boom, off to bed. You know, so the time management has been awesome. And before it was just out of control. And it pays to have structure. It pays to have some structure to your life. And whether you structure it the way I do it, or completely different. The point is, like, for me, at least, to have a, you know, like, a structurized schedule of things, it just makes it easier. And most of the time, I've been just going back to back. So I'm like, okay, 30 minutes of working on the budget, 30 minutes of writing, 30 minutes of drawing. And so that right there, that whole hour and a half, I've just been very productive. And if I need to, you know, and then sometimes I'll take a small break, you know, I'll walk around the apartment, make some tea, whatever. But really, I try to just go back to back to back. Then I get it out of the way. Yeah, I just try to build more structure, have more accountability to get things done. So yeah, we'll experiment with things more with the drawing, because I don't want to have that disappear. I don't want to get rid of that. And I'm, you know, we're all busy. It's so easy to not do things and watch the new season of Punisher on Netflix that just came out on Netflix, or the new season of Grace and Frankie that came out on Netflix, or all the movies that are out, or whatever. You know, it's so easy just to be like, well, all these great things just came out, and they put all the episodes up there, and might as well watch them all in one sitting. So yeah. But yeah, thing, you know, the point I'm trying to drive across is that things are going good this year so far. As far as time management, which is something that I never have been good at, is working. And what I'm doing is working. And I think the key is to find what works for you, whether it's a diet, whether it's structuring your life, whether it's trying to get anything done. Find what works for you. Don't listen to anyone else. Don't like search for things that work. You know, like, how do I get better at this? Unless it's a skill. I'm talking about personal habits. You know, if there's something someone you look up to and they do something a certain way, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna do that. But then fine, but keep to it. And if something doesn't work within that, then make it work for you. Like, find what works for you. The 30 minutes of each thing I want to do a day works for me, because for now, that's, I don't know, for now, that's what works. That's just how it works in my mind, that this is ample time to do things. And as I'm sure as time goes on, I'll allot more time to certain things. Certain things might get less time. But the point is, like, even with a diet, I found something that works for me. And because we're all different. We all might be flesh and blown. We all might be flesh, bone, and blood, and cartilage, and whatever else is in our bodies. But our minds, our metabolisms, the way we function, our personalities, blah, blah, blah. You know, you can even get into astrology and earth science, you know, whatever. Everything, all of that stuff aside from flesh, bone, and blood, was different. Even blood is different. We all have different types of blood. Yeah, there are the same. There are like variations, only like what, four different types. But I'm saying, like, not every person you're in a room with is going to be the same type of blood. So we're all very different. So not everything is going to work for everybody. The same thing won't work for everybody. We all process information differently. You know, there are people who are visual learners who can just see it in a book, or even audible learners where people can hear it from a professor and they know it. That's it. That's all they needed. Now they know that thing. Or there are people that are hands-on where they need to actually do that thing to learn it. They need to write it 15 times to make sure they know it. They need to pick up that camera and actually move it around and touch it and make, you know, and test it out to learn it. So everyone is different. Not everything is going to be the same. And it's wild and it's crazy, but if you just figure out what works for you, then there's nothing that you, there's literally nothing you can't do. You know, whether you want to spend your whole day doing nothing and then, you know, there's 2 hours where you're like, okay, these are my 2 hours a day where I just crank out all the work I want. If that works for you, then go for it. Because that's what works for you. Hopefully tonight, I'm planning tonight. It's still being planned that I'm going to the Laugh Factory. My buddy Chappelle, who was on the show, if you guys listened to his episode, Chappelle Lacey, he's performing at the Laugh Factory tonight. And a mutual friend of ours. He's like a buddy. We're not friends. Kind of friendly. We're friendly. So not really friends. I'm just kidding. We're like internet pals, pretty much. Instagram buddies. And I see him at the Laugh Factory. And, you know, we don't hang out. So, you know, we're like buds. But he's also performing and at the Laugh Factory. And I'm taking a friend of mine, that will hopefully one day be on this podcast. And we're going to go to see the show. So if all goes according, if I get the work I want done, it's currently 3:20. And the show starts at 7:45. So I have like 4 hours, you know. Well, I have to leave it like, I don't know. But, you know, I got like a solid 3 hours to get work done. And maybe I'll go to the gym in there. But solid three to, you know, to write and to work on the budget. And to get this up. But yeah, tonight should be fun. I'm not sure what the weekend looks like yet, but yeah, maybe tomorrow I'll just, tomorrow will be relaxing and it'll just be getting some work done. I'll probably be on the couch and at some point Justin will be coming home. It's always so nice when there's no one here. Man, I can't wait till I can live by myself one day. Who knows if that'll happen or when that'll happen. LA, man. Could have a roommate till you're 40. Or could have a roommate, get a lot of money. And then, like, but you also wind up having a girlfriend, so you live together. So, you know, you never know who, what your life is gonna get. So, you know. But, yeah. Anyhow, listen, guys, I know it's short. I know this one's short. I think my idea with the Friday ones is going to keep them short. I think one thing that I haven't done is come up with topics. I have topics that I want to talk about. I just haven't kind of planned them a little bit. And also I got to figure out some new system with recording the video because I'm using my phone and most of my notes are on the phone. For some reason, my computer is so dang old that it doesn't want to connect. So I guess I could have emailed them to myself. I didn't think about that. But next time. But I think it, so like, this next Friday will probably be, if all goes according, next Friday we will be caught up. We will be current with the podcast episodes. So Monday, so this is good news, by the way, guys. Monday I will be posting the episode with Bowie. Remember last week where I was like, I, or the other week where I was like, I don't know what happened to that footage. you know, from Skype call. So my computer got rid of it. I don't know what happened. My computer deleted it. So I texted Bowie, and he's like, yeah, here's all the videos that Skype sent me. So if it's in this one, you know, then you have it. And thank God he had it, because it was like an hour and a half of a conversation that we had that, you know, it's like, it's whatever. We could have re-recorded if we wanted to, but it would have sucked. So we had it, and he sent it, and I'm currently editing it. I have like a few more minutes to get through, but I have it, and so I'm going to post it on Monday. And Monday, we will be caught up. Monday will get us caught up. And then on next Friday, we'll be exactly on the right episode that we should be. And then we'll be back to one a week. So next Friday will be probably be the last. Well, I don't know. You know, I don't want to say last, because I'm obviously going to keep doing these by myself, depending on when I have guests and when I don't. But it'll be the last caught up episodes. And I've been trying to keep these a little bit shorter so that they, you know, because you guys have been getting two a week. And I don't know if everyone's listening to the ones, especially the ones that are just me. The ones with guests seem to be getting, you guys seem to like the ones with guests more, which I don't blame you. It's fun to have guests. But sometimes I think I have good topics when I'm alone. There are things that I just love to just like belt out there. So next Friday, I do have some stuff I want to talk about. I'm going to structure a little bit more, and we'll discuss it. But, you know, Monday will be Bowie. Friday will be me. And then we'll see about more guests. There are so many people I want to talk to. So many amazing people in my life and in this world that who knows who we'll be talking to next week or to the week after. So it could be fun. It will be fun. And yeah, guys. So I know it's a short one, and that's okay. You know, things that are short are fine. You know, short episodes are fine, because it's just the quicker we can get to the next one, you know? Anyway, thanks for joining me today. Thanks for listening to me. Stick with your goals. If you guys are still going strong, that's amazing. I'm super proud of you. Just keep going. Keep it going. You know, and if you don't have your goals set yet, it's never too late to set goals. So make sure you set those goals. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, CastBox, Stitcher, anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find me there. Subscribe to the YouTube podcast. If you would like to see me, if you'd like to see me flail around and sit in the couch, see all the guests that come through, make sure you check out the video podcast, because they are cool. They are fun. The numbers on those are going up too, which is cool. Makes me realize that you guys want to see what things look like. So check those out. If you want to find me on social media, my Instagram is Harrison Burger. Twitter, Harrison C. Burger. Ask me questions. DM me. Do whatever you like. If you guys want to chit-chat, we can chit-chat. So, yeah. Stay tuned for next week. Next Monday, it'll be a good one. I'm looking forward to putting it out there, because it's just, you know, it's fun talking to friends. And that's what I've realized about this. It's fun seeing what happens with two friends in front of a microphone. So, yeah. Anyway, guys, have a great weekend. Stay safe. Have fun. Keep those goals up. And, yeah, I will see you on Monday with Bowie. Cut.